There are the mega effects of environmental change, and then there are the micro effects in places where maybe only the locals notice them, like a lake in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Reporter Dalia Mortado was recently there. She was one of many visitors to the lake from all over the world. And as Dalia explains, that's part of the problem.
It's early morning on Myanmar's Inle Lake, and small tourist boats are already rumbling out to see some of the lake's famous performing fishermen. We slow to an idle to watch as a father and son step onto the tips of their boats, balance on one foot, wrap the other around a long paddle, and slowly push their boats forward. It looks like they could tip at any moment, but they're fully in control. It's almost like ballet on the water. The father dips a net into the water, pulls it out, holds up a fish, and flashes a big smile. Then he waits to get paid.
Thank you.
This morning, the performers make about $40 from four tour boats. That's way more than the $5 the father used to make actually fishing. But there's a sad irony here. The fish he showed off was already dead. There just aren't that many left to catch anymore. The fisherman's paddle shows one reason why.
In the past, when he put this paddle in the water, they cannot even touch the bottom.
And now?
Now it's only half.
It's only halfway and he can touch the bottom. Inle is Myanmar's second biggest lake and a big tourist attraction, but it's filling up with sediment because the forests around it are being cut down and the soil is washing into the lake.
Before, here, the color of the water is blue and very clear. We can see the floor.
That's Joso, a local activist. He says all that runoff has turned Inle's water from clear to a muddy red. The lake is also shrinking because the area gets a lot less rain than it used to. Joso is 34, old enough to have witnessed these big changes. When he was young, he says, we'd go fishing and pick lotus roots to eat. But these days, kids can't do these things. Local traditions are dying out. There are also big problems from unregulated farming and an influx of tourists since the end of military rule 5 years ago. It's almost an avalanche of challenges. Of course, Joso understands why people want to be here. There are many beautiful lakes in the world, he says. What makes this one special is its strong ties to the local religion and culture. People live right on the lake. They grow food on it. There's even a floating Buddhist temple. All of that is why a few years ago, Joso decided to dedicate his life to trying to preserve Inle. These days, he runs two local environmental youth groups. We explain deforestation to local communities, he says, and we encourage them to plant more trees instead of cutting them down. Joso also works with a community of farmers who grow things like tomatoes right on the lake. One of those farmers is 23-year-old Nauta. He crouches in his boat in the narrow lanes between tall, floating hedges of tomato vines. Most of us tomato farmers use chemical fertilizers, Nauta says, but I went to training on how to use natural fertilizer too, so now I use the chemicals less. Nauta says his crop has improved, and he feels good about protecting the lake and his own health. That kind of response to his work is very encouraging for Joso. But for every small victory, there's another big challenge. For instance, just last year, the UN added Inle to its global network of biosphere reserves. The move cast a big spotlight on the lake's unique qualities and its environmental challenges, and it came with a promise of help in protecting the lake. But it'll also draw even more tourists. And Joso says it will also make it even harder for people to maintain their traditional lives and livelihoods. That's why his organization emphasizes working with kids and having youth leaders engage their elders to change some of their habits from within. But things are changing fast here, and no one knows how much time they have to turn things around. You can see some of the changes most starkly in Joso's own village. It's about an hour across the lake from where he works, and a quick walk up the shore, which is a new thing, mostly. Joso says his village used to be on water for most of the year, raised high on stilts above the surface. But now, he says, it's in the water just 3 months out of the year. Joso greets his kids when he gets home, both boys that are 3 months and 3 years old. He says the first thing his toddler does when he sees his dad is ask to go out on the water. Joso usually spends most of his week away at work and only gets to see his family on weekends. He says it's hard to be away so much. But he also thinks about what Inlay Lake might be like when his kids grow up. And he knows his efforts to protect it are as much for them as for everyone else. For the world, Dalia Mortada, Inlay Lake, Myanmar.
You want to check out our great video about life on Inlay Lake. It's at PRI.org.